With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Primaries in Maryland and West Virginia have given Republicans a boost in their drive to win control of the U.S. Senate. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan claimed the Republican nomination in what will be a marquee race against Democrat Angela Alsobrooks, who won her primary. In West Virginia, Republican Governor Jim Justice captured the GOP Senate nomination to face Democrat Glenn Elliott in November. President Biden greenlights more military aid for Israel.
The new $1 billion package of U.S. weapons for Israel will now be reviewed by Congress. Officials say it will include tank rounds, mortars, and armored tactical vehicles. It's the first tranche of military support for Israel to emerge since President Biden delayed a shipment of large 900-kilo bombs last week.
The BBC's Ian McWilliam. Also at SRNnews.com, some high-profile Republicans are rallying to former President Trump's side as his New York trial drags on. House Speaker Mike Johnson stepped up to the mic yesterday outside the Manhattan courtroom, blasting a court-imposed gag order on Mr. Trump.
They were overriding his constitutional right to defend himself from political smears from his harshest critics at the most important time. He is soon to be officially the nominee of one of the major parties in our country running for president.
Mr. Trump terms the gag order totally unconstitutional. More than 120 wildfires burning in Canada are fouling the air in parts of the U.S. Air quality alerts are in place across the Dakotas, Minnesota, Montana, and Wisconsin. A miniature poodle named Sage is top dog at this year's Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, besting six other finalists to claim the Best in Show Award last night, America's most prestigious canine event. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 5 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are down 5 points. This is SRN News. America's churches are being urged to pray for Israel.
The Family Research Council is heading a coalition of ministries that are urging congregations to set aside time this coming Sunday to show support for the Jewish state with prayer. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, "It is abundantly clear that we, as leaders within the Christian community, should come together to demonstrate our unwavering support for Israel, anchored in the Word of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is trying to elevate his profile in the Democratic Party. He seems to believe that abortion will be his stepping stone. Beshear is planning a trip to Tennessee next month to speak out against the neighboring state's pro-life laws. The governor campaigned against his state's near-total abortion ban in winning re-election last year. He'll be speaking in Nashville. Some experts say President Biden's low approval ratings are prompting younger Democrats to consider their own presidential prospects. This is SRN News. More trouble for beleaguered aircraft manufacturer Boeing.
The Justice Department has determined Boeing violated a settlement that allowed the company to avoid criminal prosecution after two deadly crashes of its 737 MAX. The jets went down in 2018 in Indonesia and 2019 in Ethiopia, killing 346 people. Boeing reached a $2.5 billion settlement with the Justice Department in January 2021 to avoid prosecution on a single fraud charge of misleading federal regulators who approved the plane. Boeing blamed the deception on two relatively low-level employees. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The driver of a pickup truck that slammed into a bus carrying farm workers in Ocala, Florida, faces driving under the influence manslaughter charges. Eight people among the more than four dozen on board that bus were killed. Some of the victims are Mexican citizens. More details, SRNnews.com.